peace and blessings, everyone, and welcome, welcome. I'm going to give you guys a couple seconds to share because this is going to be an amazing, amazing conversation. I just feel it in my bones. So I am so, so excited. Come on in, come on in. We have an amazing, amazing duo, dynamic duo here. And I'm just so excited to just see this genuine, genuine friendship that is evidence of God's love, His mercy, His grace. I am so grateful that we can actually see it in the earth and see two women come together to do great and mighty things in the kingdom of God. So you guys, I want to again say thank you so much for tuning into Broken Vessels Podcast. We are here today, and I titled this Godly Friendship because I really think that we need to see this in today's day. I think we need to see women coming together who are different, who are from various backgrounds, who can still come together in unity, in love, who can correct, who can say things with love, but also to do what God has called them to do in prayer and fasting and fellowship. So I just want to welcome these two beautiful ladies. I know we can't hear your hands, but please give a warm welcome to Rhonda Weeks and Mickey Kramer, these beautiful women on fire. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yes. LaToya, so good to be here tonight.
Yes, so good to have you here. And there's so much that we're going to just, I feel, to touch on. But I just really wanted, again, talk about the godly friendship that I think we really need to see. And you both are evidence of that, that it is possible. And also that reconciliation is indeed possible in the body of Christ. From woman to woman, from man to man, we can come together and we can do what God has called us to do. And it is possible to have godly relationships. And so just to start it off, tell us a little bit about Rhonda Weeks and Mickey Kramer for all those listening in.
I think I'll let Mickey start.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go out there first.
Yay.
Which I love to do. Well, I'm Mickey Kramer, and I want to share from the beginning. So my beginning is I was raised in a household that sadly I was abused sexually. And so for that reason, I put up a lot of walls. And I learned very early on I didn't trust people so much. And also what I also learned is I turned sadly to alcohol and drugs. So over the course of time, I became sober, and I'm so happy because I'm sober to this day. And it's been
33 years.
Woo-woo, 33
years.
So, but coming from a trauma-based childhood left some marks on me, some scars. And as I progressed onto my adulthood, I had done counseling. I had done some Christian counseling, and I had done some counseling, secular counseling. And I was doing that thing where I was trying to be the best me. But I had a family, but I never really gave myself wholly and completely over, meaning I still had walls built up. Oh, I had a brick wall so high. Oh, but now you'd look at me and I'd be smiling. I'd be saying, hi there. But I wouldn't let people in. So I decided to go to a 12-step recovery meeting. It's faith-based. And I was in this recovery meeting, and in walks Rhonda. And so in walks this Rhonda. Now, if you know, for me, I'm a little shorter. I call it petite because I don't, you know, I like that word a little bit. So I'm a petite person. And so in walks Rhonda. She's a little bit on the taller side. And she comes in. So you're going to notice a Rhonda when she walks in the room. So I noticed Rhonda. She's in my group. And every time Rhonda would share, I was just drawn to her. I was drawn to what she said. I was drawn to her. It was everything. It was her. And I felt this connection, but I didn't quite understand it. So after a while, I mean, this went on for a couple months. And then in the meeting, I'd be like, I want a friend, but I'm so busy. I just don't know if I have time to make a friend, you know? So what I'm saying is I want a friend, but I'm afraid. Really, that's what I'm saying. And I'm putting up that wall. I still have that wall up. So finally, I mean, the Holy Spirit was heavy. I'm like, I need to know this woman. I can't not get to know this woman. It was right. So drawn to her. So I go up after the meeting, I stutter all over myself and I ask her out for coffee. And right. She's yes.
Woo!
And that was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. And you know, LaToya, it's been amazing because very slowly my walls came down and we went to dinner every week. And we still go to dinner every other week. And that's been for
about 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. Rhonda knows me inside and out, upside and down. She knows everything about me and she loves me. And that is just amazing. She loves me. I mean, I can't even almost explain it. It's just beautiful. So
right. Yeah.
I started in this Christian 12-step group. I'll tell you, it's called Celebrate Recovery. So I don't know if you've heard of that. They're worldwide. And I chose it because I was newly separated in my marriage after, I think, about 14 years of marriage. I found myself newly separated. And a pastor had recommended for me to get into Celebrate Recovery to work on being the healthiest Rhonda that I could be while I was navigating this new separation. And, you know, my husband was really my first real boyfriend ever, right? So I didn't know anything but my relationship with my husband. So I know some of my friends, when they got separated, you know, they made some unhealthy choices. And I didn't want that for myself. So I got into Celebrate Recovery to work on Rhonda so I could navigate this separation. And Mickey was leading the ladies group with another lady. And I was immediately drawn to her. And it was the same thing. It was what she was saying. I was like, oh, somebody gets the deeper things of God. I find that someone like myself, like I think I could like her. I think I could get to know her. I think I could talk to her for hours. Just when she spoke, it just wasn't, I could tell that she was spiritually mature, that she wasn't a new, tell that she just understood the deeper things of God. And I was drawn to that because I understand those things as well. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, there are only two people in my life that I am certain that God brought to me in my life. One is I married him and the other is Mickey. The Holy Spirit was drawing us into each other. It was like a magnet. And, you know, at first I was ignoring it as well. She was putting up walls for days talking about how busy she was. But I was there just, like I said, working on myself. And the Lord would actually tell me, this is your friend. And I'd be like, well, that's nice. And then a couple weeks later, God would say, no, this is your friend. And I'm like, yeah, Lord, but I'm not here for that. You know, I'm here working on Rhonda. And then he kept saying, this is your friend. So finally, it was so strong, I fasted. I was like, all right, God, I don't see how this is going to work because I got a lot going on in my life right now.
Right.
She has a lot going on in her life. I think at the time she was running 4 Christ-based recovery houses in her area. She has 7 now.
Oh, praise God.
That was taking up a lot of her time, right? So I was like, God, I don't see how this is going to work at all, but here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm hearing you. I think I am. But I'm going to fast for 3 days and I'm going to read all the scriptures that I can find on friendship. And at the end of that 3 days, I'm just going to let it go. And I fasted for 3 days, did exactly what I said, read all the scriptures I could read on friendship. And 2 days when that fast ended, I went back to that recovery meeting. I had forgotten all about fasting all weekend long. And it was after that meeting that Mickey approached me and asked if I'd go out for a cup of coffee. And I was like, oh yeah, I was fasting for this. So what I have to say is, you know, so many women our age, you know, I will share, I'm in my early 50s. They often don't know how to do friendship, right? So all of a sudden, Mickey and I were trying to figure it out and we're in this ladies group. And I was aware that you know, these 14 other ladies in our ladies group were staring at us all the time. And I didn't understand why. Because I grew up in a neighborhood with plenty of kids when I was growing up my age to hang out with. As an adult, we grew up together. I had a lot of friends. But I was painfully aware by everyone watching us trying to figure out friendship that they were sort of like living vicariously through us. Mm-hmm. And I, Mickey and I both knew at the same time that this just was not just a friendship, but there was a ministry connection. And when we went to dinner that first time, I didn't have the courage to say it because I thought it would sound a little, you know, weird. I'm just getting to know somebody first dinner to say, hey, I think we have a ministry. But we stood up from the table and Mickey said, I wonder what God has for us, like ministry. Mm-hmm. And my jaw dropped. And I was like, you're feeling it too? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, amen, me too. I just, you know, didn't have the courage to say it. And here's how good God is. Like 2 months later, Women on Fire Ministries was formed. And 2 months after that, we had our very first ministry event. And like 55, 60 people came out just to support us and encourage us and love us. And mm-hmm. we've been going ever since. So I think what's special about Women on Fire Ministries is really our foundation mm-hmm. is this friendship. And, mm-hmm. you know, Mickey and I have experienced some things in ministry that was very eye-opening for me in ministry. But people are people, right? And mm-hmm. the world is the mm-hmm. world. And what has kept us together for 10 years when so many ministries came and went, powerful ministries, anointed ministries, ministries that I followed are no longer here. The reason why Women on Fire Ministries is still here is because of this foundation. Because no matter what we have been through, I always knew she had my back and vice versa. So, mm-hmm. you know, that really was the start of our friendship. And I'll say this, we went to a huge Christian conference and a prophet from Christian International, which is a huge Christian college down in Florida, he prophesied over us and he said, you know, your friendship, that's also a ministry. That's also something that you can impart to other people. And that's what we're doing here with you today. So thank you so much for providing the platform.
Yes, yes. And this is what I love, because when we talked before, I just kept hearing the same thing. You guys had the courage to try. You guys had the courage to say, you know what? I know that I've had some walls up, but God blessed you two to meet each other, to tear down those walls. And you both felt safe. I think what was so beautiful about it when we had the conversation is you guys both felt safe to do that. And also was aware to say, I don't know how to do friendship well. And I think we as women and men too can learn to be honest with ourselves and say, you know what, I don't know if I know how to do friendship well. You know, so tell us a little bit about that. Tell us how, if it was challenging to admit, I don't think I'm a good friend, or I don't think I'm doing this too well.
You know, that's funny. That's the first thing that Mickey told me when we went to dinner. I don't know if you remember that, but she told me she'd never had friends before. And I didn't know anything about her upbringing. We really didn't go deep about the childhood trauma. And she said, well, I've never been a good friend. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And she explained that there was a coworker, an older woman, that tried to be her friend. And she just had walls up for days and it wasn't happening. But you want to speak a little on that?
Yeah, I would like to. You know, it's one thing to be friendly to people, right? I think all of us can be a little bit friendly, but really to let somebody in and know us intimately, like to really know us, that takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a commitment. So the one thing that works so well with Rhonda, like we just fit together so well. It's like, it's the ball and the glove, right? So there was this drawing together, but she is very committed. Rhonda is a very committed person. So she's like, okay, we're going to go to dinner every week. I'm like, okay. So, you know, but I needed that. So I needed that. So then what I bring is just, you know, so we're talking this, we're getting to know each other. And by those meetings, just slowly, we're sharing. I mean, it was almost like dating, because we would go out to dinner. I mean, I might not get home till midnight. I'd be like, honey, leave the door open. I'm coming home. Don't worry about me. I'll be home. but it was so, it was that kind of thing. And it was like, we're talking about everything because we're getting to know one another. And just in that way that it feels safe. I'm learning, is she safe? And I'm figuring out, she's safe and I'm safe. And this is what safety feels like. Because LaToya, when you don't feel safe and you've never felt safe, don't know women are safe, it's hard to know that that is, it's possible. Mm-hmm, it's out there, it's possible. And so dip a toe in and it's like, wow, this is amazing. And what I learned is Rhonda has my back no matter what. And there was a time that I think it was like maybe 2 years in, you know, it's relationships are relationships, right? There's ups, there's downs, there's questions. Okay, what, you know, there was a time it's like, okay, is this, are we still moving on? Is this good? Are you leaving me? You know, those kind of things. So there was a time that Rhonda wasn't sure if I'm going to leave her and what. I'm like, Rhonda, you're not breaking up with me, girl. You're mine forever.
My friend forever.
I had to pull her back in. I'm like, no. But you know what? It's like those little bumps. But it's not bumps. I think what it is being safe. I really think what it is knowing that I can trust you and you can trust me. And just learning that we're safe, because coming from a trauma, I didn't know what safety was. And here I'm learning what safety is, and it's a beautiful thing. And I have it with my husband, but finding it with a woman is just something totally different. And a woman that's not gonna backbite, there's no envy.
Come on.
It is amazing, because what Rhonda does for me is she lifts me up. So it's just so different than what I'm used to. It's really mind blowing, because Rhonda will encourage me. She tells me how good I am. She tells me how beautiful I am. She tells me how wonderful I am. All these things, and it's not fault finding. It's not critical. It's not what I'm used to. That's what's so amazing. That's the foundation.
Amen.
You know, what I will say, you know, I'm sure people are going to hear this and I'm sure they're going to be encouraged to want to dip a toe in a friend. Here's my disclaimer. Before you go dipping anything, a toe, an elbow, make sure that's the person that God sent you. See, the reason why we were so courageous in stepping out is that we both knew that God was bringing us together. We both knew it was a Holy Spirit thing. I don't know that I would have been so willing to dip a toe or an elbow or a knee had I not known that the Holy Spirit said, this one's for you. Because in my younger days, probably being saved, you know, I would try to befriend just about anybody. And that ended up being a disaster. You know, even today as an adult, I see so many adult women just so desperate for relationship, so desperate to fit in, so desperate to be liked. I see grown women my age chasing after other women. And I'm like, no, you don't have to try that hard to be liked. Friendship is easy. If it's a God thing, it's easy.
Come on.
I knew we couldn't fail. I knew God was bringing us together. So I want to encourage people, before you go out, you know, looking at, you know, Mary and Susie and everybody else wanting to dip a toe, make sure that's the person that God has for you, because that makes all the difference in the world right there.
Amen. And I'm so glad that you guys touch on that, because, you know, for those who've had that experience, Rhonda, that it's like I was an open book, or I just was happy and excited to get to know people, and unfortunately have some scars or just have some really traumatic experiences because of that. And so it's important to take our time with who we connect with, who we, you know, fellowship with, who we pray with, because we've learned those lessons. And so I thank God for both of you sharing that perspective. The flip side is that it wasn't like you're trying to be cold-hearted concerning the friendships. You guys actually tried friendships before, and it did not line up according to God's word with friendships. And so, you know, just knowing that you guard and protect your ministry as well. So this is something we talked about before when we did the pre-interview. And I thank God for you guys sharing that, because I've learned I can be a little protective. My husband says the same thing. I can be a little protective of people that I love, like genuinely love. So, you know, I notice, and I think Rhonda, we talked about this before, where people would say little sly things when Mickey's not around, or say little sly things to Mickey when Rhonda's not around. And I thank God for the discernment to no matter what others say, no matter how we even feel with each other in the moment, we're going to stick this thing out and be committed to the mission that God has for us by reflecting godly friendship. So tell us a little bit about guarding and protecting that godly friendship. Okay.
I'm like the protector, so I have a lot to say here. let me say this. Well, you know, that's my nature. I'm a fourth degree black belt. I have a martial arts business. So I'm a master. So I'm the intense protector, right? But let me tell you what we went through early in ministry. I'd say probably 2 years in. Now we're getting ready in a couple months to celebrate a decade in ministry. So that's a blessing, right?
Amen.
But this was very, and when I talk about, you know, some things have happened in ministry that's very eye-opening, this is a perfect example. Year two of ministry, we had this gentleman and his wife come out and support us. It seemed like they loved us. It was a pastor and his wife. And we were like, praise God. Like we finally, because we felt like we were like lone soldiers out there by ourselves, right? Like people really didn't get the drama part at first of our ministry. That was kind of a new, unique way to minister. But this pastor and his wife were coming out and we were like, thank you, Lord. Finally, somebody to come up alongside of us and to encourage us and support us. Well, we figured out after a couple months, it wasn't that they were so supportive of Women on Fire Ministries. It's that they wanted Women on Fire Ministries for their church. And, you know, we didn't feel led to be connected with their church in that way. And when we started pulling away, the pastor's tactic was to try to pull me away from Mickey. Okay, well, if I can't have them together, because Mickey was the first one to pull away first. It was, okay, well, if I can't have them together, I'll have Rhonda. And he started to pull me away. And he would say little things to me that just honestly went right in one ear and out the other. Because I knew who God brought me together in ministry with, right? So didn't pay me no mind. A couple years down the road, they tried to have a ministry like Women on Fire Ministries. And because that's not really what they were anointed to do, they weren't necessarily staying in their own lane, right? They saw a ministry that they liked, they wanted it, couldn't have it, tried to separate and divide, couldn't do that. Well, forget them. We'll have our own version of Women on Fire Ministries. They had one ministry opportunity and it failed. It failed because they weren't staying in their own lane and using their gifts. They were looking it up and coveting what we had and tried to duplicate that. Now, we have had that quite a few times in 10 years. And there is a woman that follows our ministry and has from the beginning. And she said to me recently, I was talking about, you know, it's amazing that we've been around for 10 years because so many anointed, powerful ministries came and went in that time. Ministries that I followed, that I enjoyed, but they're not here. And she said to me, she said, Rhonda, do you know why you and Mickey are here still? And I said, why? And she said, that's because you really hold your ministry. You guard it close to your heart. And she said, other people would look on the outside and say, man, they don't let anybody in. She said, but that's very, very wise that you do that. You guard it. And that's why you all are still here. And there was a gentleman that came to my church about 5 or 6 years ago. And afterwards, you could go up and have him pray for something. I'm always asking for prayer for Women on Fire Ministries. And he had this conversation with me and he said, you know, at my church, a small handful of us got this ministry together. We got this ministry off the ground and we celebrated 20 years. And somebody came in under the guise of wanting to help us. And the next thing you know, they took the ministry from us. And the next thing you know, all, you know, the 5 or 6 founding fathers were on the outside looking in going, how did that happen? Well, I'll tell you how that happens. Mickey and I don't move unless the Father says move. This is a well prayed up, fasted over ministry. So the people that come to us, we want to help. We don't move unless the Father says move. And I think that's caused us, you know, an awful lot of, spared us a lot of heartache is what I'm trying to say. You want to share a little something about that? It's funny we're talking about this because a little something just happened right before we logged on with you. So,
well, glory be to God.
Well, you know, LaToya, I guard and protect our ministry. I think that is so important for any ministry, right? Because, you know, some people may be drawn to a Rhonda and some people may be drawn to a Mickey. And if somebody, you know, when you have something that looks fun and, you know, we get along and we laugh and it's like, wow, that it looks amazing. I love that. Can I join you? And we love people. We love God's people. We love to minister to God's people. We love serving God's people. That's what we're called to do. And it fills us with joy. What we have to be very careful of, though, is we don't let somebody come in between, because we're knit together, right? We're sisters. It's just so knit together. So if you're knit together, we can't let something come in and tear us apart. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be so careful with that. And it's not that we don't love, it's just that we still have to work on our relationship. And so we still need to spend time, because even though it's been 10 years, there's still things that we need to talk about. We still need to go to dinner every other week and have our time, because this is a special relationship. I need to devote my time to her and she needs to devote time to me, because that's what you do in a relationship. And that's us together. It's not us and somebody else or three somebody else's. Not we can do things like that, but we have to first have our time together and then go out. And so I think with that in mind, we just need to be careful. And the only other thing I want to say to that is, you know, sometimes people will want to whisper in your ear, like talk in your ear, that kind of thing. And I'm pretty good. Unless you're very direct to me, I just let it fall right on. Like, you have to be right. You have to say what you mean, or I'm just gonna, I don't really know. You are not direct enough for me. So you have to be very direct with me. So somebody could be saying something, unless they come right up and say, I want to be a woman on fire, or something to that effect. I'm not gonna get it. It's a little too subtle for me. But people will say different things at different times and maybe try to come in or want to do different things. And so we just have to be truly on guard. And we have to be, like Rhonda said, prayed up. We pray every time we get there. We're praying over our ministry events. We are praying a year, and we have our ladies retreat. We're praying for the next retreat all year, because that's what it, I think that's what it takes. That's what God wants. It's not even what it takes. It's what God wants from us.
Listen, we don't even know who all are going to be at that retreat in October at Black Rock, but they're already prayed over.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Amen.
And we've been prayed over since we signed the contract in January. So whoever's coming, that's a well prayed over group. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I will mention this. Back to that pastor and his wife. I was in prayer one day, and I just recently shared this with Mickey. When I hear from the Holy Spirit usually just drops a word in my spirit, like, no.
Yep.
One time I had this back and forth exchange with the Holy Spirit. Hasn't happened before. It hasn't happened since. But I was thanking God in prayer for this pastor and this wife. And the Holy Spirit was like, Rhonda, you remember several months prior to stepping out in ministry with Mickey that you were praying and fasting about what kind of ministry it was going to be. I said, yep, Father. Yes, I did. The Holy Spirit said, didn't you get a vision? I was like, yep. Yes, Father. Yes, I did. He showed me a vision. The Holy Spirit was like, what did you see? And I shared what I saw. And it was Mickey and I doing something in particular. I'll share that. And the Holy Spirit said, well, who were you up there doing that with? And I was like, Mickey. And the Holy Spirit was like, well, did you see anybody else up there? And I was like, boom. Right? So what the Holy Spirit was saying to me was, don't look at these people through rose-colored glasses. And it wasn't too long after that we were familiar. We were starting to get the notion that they wanted our ministry, which is what it was.
And it was covetousness. So
you gotta pray up. What's helpful too is that if you're prayed up, we got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you who is who and what is what. And let me tell you, sometimes we get some carrots dangled to us. If you'll do this for, you know, let me do this for you. You know, it's kind of, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing. If you do this for me, I'll bring my people to your retreat. We recently got that one. And it's like, people are coming because, you know, it's not like we just fell off the turnip truck. We've been around for 10 years. People know who Women on Fire is. Whoever is going to come is going to come. It's not because, you know, we scratched your back and you scratched ours. No. Mm-hmm. It's.
And guess what? God is on the throne.
Amen.
God is in control, and God is.
Hallelujah.
God will make it happen. So we're not going to rely on a person.
Nope.
We rely on God.
That's right.
And I think it's the same thing, LaToya, in friendship as well, right? You have a friend, you have to guard that friendship. You can't let somebody come in talking in your ear about a friend and then, you know, have that just resonate and then turn around and go over here and not, like, we have to be careful what we let in our ear gates.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's very important because there are so many words going on. Like, people love words, right? They love to talk and they love to say things, and they'll catch a glimpse of something and they might think it means this when it really means that. So I just think sometimes we just have to be very careful with who we associate, how we associate, what we say, what we let in, and how we treat somebody.
What we share.
Yeah.
What we share.
And what we share. And it's so important. It's so important. I thank God, you know, there's so many comments now. I just want to say, one of our sisters tuning in, Angel Wright, blessings, my beautiful sister, says she has been through this so many times. And, you know, she said that you guys are indeed telling her story. And, you know, when I think about my dear sister Angel, who, shout out to Speak Up Sis, this beautiful sister, we are complete strangers. And I'm just going to shout her out because God truly has brought us together distant. She's all the way in Georgia. I'm here in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. You know, so I think about how you're.
Speak Up Sis. Wait a minute. Is this the magazine Speak Up Sis?
Yes, Speak Up Sis magazine.
I just sent something to them yesterday for Women on Fire Ministries. We'll talk.
Oh, bless God. Bless God. Look. Shout out, Angel.
I had no clue that you were connected.
Shout out, Angel. Listen, get your articles in. Look, we're going to do a spill real quick. Get your articles in. Get your ads in. Listen, this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ministry all the way in Augusta, Georgia. This is our dear sister. I'm excited because I'm going to say this real quick. This is a testimony because I met her in, I want to say January of 2021 when I released Broken Vessels, the first book. And I was just stepping out there. I'm talking about, I didn't know this person at all. And when I say that connection, genuinely, we've done hard work spiritually together, me and a few other ladies. And I'm grateful for that courage, going back to you guys saying that in the beginning, that courage to open up to people that you don't even know, but you feel the Spirit of God leading you. So shout out to Morning Time with Believers. Shout out to Speak Up Sis. I thank God for you ladies. I'm grateful for you guys. So I just wanted to say that. I ain't gonna tear up and start crying, but as we talk about godly friendships, as we talk about godly friendships, you know I can't be there with my sister. She has so many wonderful things going on in Georgia. But when you value the people in your life, when you value those friendships, and even my friends, my girls, Jocelyn and Candace and Starquita, they've been in my life and they know me. And that is what I love about you guys, is that you know each other. You take the time for each other, because we do that. You know, we have a girls trip. You know, we're like, okay, hey, are you free on this weekend? Are you free next week? Are you, you know, so we are intentional. And I thank God, you know, I just feel the Spirit of God on this, because we need to see this. You know, when I was preparing, you know, a while ago, just preparing, I kept hearing about that scripture, Proverbs 27:6, about faithful are the wounds of the friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And sometimes when you're so used to that soft whisper and those sweet kisses, when you have that friend that tells you like it is, that's real, that's loving, you kind of like want to shun that. Oh no, she's always telling me wait. She's always telling me to pray. She's always telling me to hold on. Well, this person's like, go forward, go forward. And it's like, no, that person really cares about you. So Rhonda, tell us about that. And Mickey, share that experience where it seemed like, you know, Rhonda's telling you to hold on a minute or vice versa.
I want to share one experience where Rhonda really spoke truth into my life and I was so grateful, but it was very difficult for me to walk through. And it's been several, a long time ago, but it was really good. There was a person that with my Opportunity Ministries, that's the recovery houses that we operate. And there was a person that was volunteering and doing some volunteer work and wanted to get involved, just like we're talking about. Guard and protect your ministry. So I meet with this. You know what? So beautiful. It's like all shiny. It's all lovely. Mm. It is glitzy and glittery and it looks good. I mean, it's shining like a diamond, right? And I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I want some of that. Well, my wise friend over here, Rhonda, I share some things with Rhonda and she's like, Mickey, no. Cut it. I'm like, girl, do I have to? Because this is looking really good over there. She says, no, cut it. It was one of the hardest things I had to do because, first of all, look good. I had gotten my foot in a little bit and I thought, oh, this is going to be financially, I thought it could be advantageous, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe a strong, you know, my heart maybe there. How will it benefit us? How will it benefit? But Rhonda was like, you know, we have to be careful. I have to be careful how I align myself, right? Mm. So Rhonda's like, you need to cut that. And it took a lot, but I cut that relationship. And the person is still within the industry and meanders around and different things. But for me, I feel great about what I did. Because I had a wise person, a person that loves me, has my best interest at heart, that spoke truth into my life. And you know what? I could honor God. And that's all I kept telling myself. God, I'm doing this for you. God, even though it's difficult, it's hard, I'm doing this for you. And I appreciated that so much that Rhonda would share that with me. She didn't like just say, oh, well, go ahead. You know, maybe it'll work out. No, yeah. she was like, Mickey, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, this lady was into some things that were anything but godly. And, you know, Mickey, her recovery house ministry at that time, I think he had four recovery houses. Yeah, she had four then, right? Back then ran a lot like on things like this lady was good at fundraisers, hosting fundraisers and things like that. So it looked very shiny. It looked like it could, you know, help her ministry financially. But this lady was into some things that was anything but God. Mm-hmm. And I was so adamant that I actually told Mickey that I would not serve on her board of directors of her recovery house ministry if she aligned with this woman. Now, that was very hard for me to say. That was very hard for me to say. I honestly felt down the road she would have done some harm to Mickey and her ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have even some kind of way gotten there and taken over some aspect of it, I felt. Yeah. So that was very difficult. And for me, listen, I'm very happy-go-lucky and hey to everybody. Mickey has a saying to me all the time. She says, Rhonda, stop picking up the puppies. So I want to let everybody in, and Mickey constantly reminds me that I can't. And I think that has saved me a lot of heartache as well. But you know, I know it might seem excessive to people when we say, hey, our first 2 years of ministry, we went to dinner every Thursday. No, that's not excessive. That's getting to know each other. That's building a foundation. That's seeing, can I trust this person? And after about 2 years, we started going to dinner every other week. And now we do it because we realize that we can't just keep getting together and talking about the business of ministry. There's a friendship there that needs to be nourished as well. So when I go to dinner with Mickey, which we go every other Wednesday, so it'll be next week, it's our time of like, you know, hey, she has two grandbabies now. How are those grandbabies? You know, how's the kids? You know, how's
right,
your daughter
right.
doing? How's your husband? Although he'll probably be around somewhere. And I'll be like, hey, Ron, you've been getting on my nerves this week. My husband's been getting on my nerves this week, Mickey. Let's talk about that, you know? So that's our time just to be girlfriends. And not that ministry doesn't come up, because we always, before we leave each other, we always pray. And of course, the ministry comes up. But that's our time really just to be girlfriends. That's us being intentional. Every relationship is an investment of time, no matter what kind of relationship is. And our husbands just know every other week, that's Rhonda and Mickey. I call it Rhonda and Mickey Day. I will text her on our Wednesday and say, happy Rhonda and Mickey Day. I'll see you at 6 o'clock. And that's just our time. So valuable. But I'll say this with you and your friend as well. People look at what you have, whether it is your ministry or your friendship, and you know, it looks attractive to people, right? So sometimes it's not just the ministry they want to be a part of. They want to be like Charlie's Angels to try to get in. And it's like, no. I think we are equally protective of our friendship as we are our ministry.
Amen. Yeah.
And if I could mention this, Latoya, Rhonda treats me very well. She spoils me rotten, honestly. And so there's a lot of things that people could look in and see, right? One of her love languages, she gives gifts, right? So she's a wonderful gift giver. Rhonda, she likes to spend time. So one of her love languages is time. So then I give her time. So people could look in and see these things. But I think it's so much more, what I want to say about Rhonda is this, and a friend, having that person that I can say anything to, who won't judge me, who truly loves me unconditionally, it's just so different than anything I've ever had. And I'm safe. I just need to go back to that safety thing, because our blood family may not be that. Like, some may, and that is wonderful. Some may not. Mm-hmm. And so it's wonderful to be able to find that in somebody. You know, there is safety and security. There's no judgment. When we minister, she's like, man, you knocked it out of the park. And I can say to her, you know, she'll say that to me, and I can say that to her. And there's just not like, there's no envy. We're both lifting each other up. And I just can't express how important that is, because I don't know that that happens all the time. And personally, I need that, because I come from a background of a critical fault-finding nature parents. And so for me, I tend to be a little, I'm very critical and fault-finding of myself. Mm-hmm, so I have Rhonda to come up, and she just, if I'm feeling a little down, she lifts me up. And God knew exactly what I needed, and he gave me that, because truly, without a Rhonda, I don't know that I would be in ministry. So you see, God can align us to make us and to allow us to step into our destiny and into our purpose. And that's exactly what he did for me and for us.
Yeah.
It's so much better for me to be traveling around with a Rhonda. Listen, girl, I would not be driving around all by myself. But with Rhonda, I'll do it.
So we travel.
Yes. Yes.
And being able to do that with my buddy is great. And you know how we separate ministry from friendship. Well, no matter where we go out of state, we are avid hikers. That's one thing we enjoy doing together. So we'll plot out where all the hiking places between here and where we're going. We'll go, we'll minister, we'll stay in a hotel, and on the way home, we'll stop at a park somewhere and hike, and that's our girl time. So we're always trying to fit in equal time ministry and equal time girl time, you know? Yeah, we understand, I can't stress enough, the foundation of this ministry is our friendship. We take that very seriously. You know, Mickey used to, I was her first friend, and she was 48 when we first met, and I didn't understand that. I'm like, how can you be 48 and you've never had a friend? And as she explained to me, Well, I was an addict. And what addicts do is, you know, we use each other for whatever it is that we want. So I grew up thinking that that's what a friend was. And I thought, well, I don't want anybody to take anything from me. So I don't want a friend. Right.
Yeah.
So that's one of those walls that she was talking about that we were breaking down. And she used to say to me, I don't know what I bring to the friendship. What do I bring to the friendship? And I gave her the same answer 10 years ago that I give her today. Your time, because that's my love language. Mm-hmm. Even more than me being a gift giver. And I am. Boy, I love to shop. It's time, you know? Just eat it. And there's something about when God brings you your person, you know? It's like I have this martial arts business, and I have, I think, 7 locations now that I teach out of. I've been driving all over this county today, right? Mm-hmm. I barely had time to breathe. But when I walked in the door of Mickey's house, my shoulders went back. Yeah. I could breathe. I'm just with my friend. And it doesn't even feel like ministry to me, because we genuinely enjoy each other, and we genuinely enjoy our ministry. And talking to you is such a treat, because, you know, usually when we do a podcast or a talk radio show, they always want to talk about the business of ministry. And I don't mind talking about how God brought us together and the cool things that we've done and the cool things we've got coming up. But really, the foundation of Women on Fire Ministries is this friendship. It's a godly friendship. Yeah. And, you know, years ago, I was talking to my friend. I have a friend, Prophet Marcus, down in Arkansas. And I was like, Mark, I don't know how this is going to work. Like, we're both ministers, but we minister together so differently. And he said, Rhonda, the Lord said y'all are like a ball and glove. And I thought about that. If you look at a baseball mitt, a catcher's mitt, and a baseball, they don't look anything alike, but that ball fits perfectly in that glove. Amen. And that's Mickey and I in every aspect. From our friendship, we fit together like a ball and a glove. When we do the drama part of our ministry, look, we're to the point, some of these, we have 14 different skits that we do in rotation. Some of those skits we've been doing for 10 years, we barely have to rehearse. We're more ad-libbing now, because we're just that comfortable. We're that ball and glove.
Yeah, and for those tuning in, one of the viewers was saying that it sounds like David and Jonathan friendship. And I literally was thinking about that dropped in my spirit, because he literally could see that this was the king in line. Like, this was the next king. And he could see that. And I think, you know, when we see those things in those we love dearly, our girlfriends, our, you know, our brothers or whatever it is, when you see those qualities in them, you come behind that. You know, you protect that, you guard that. So when I was listening to you guys speak, I thought the same thing as one of the viewers, because it's so true. We need that genuine friendship. And, you know, one thing I love about my friends is they can tell immediately my voice. Like, they can tell immediately what's going on with you. They can tell by a Facebook post, a text message, the tone in my voice on the phone. And that's the type of relationships, men and women of God, those listening in, is we want where that person knows us, knows our character. Rhonda knows what Mickey is not going to do, and vice versa. So if someone tries to come in, a so-called helper, we'll say that, to help the ministry, that doesn't sound like Rhonda. I've spent the quality time with her to know what Rhonda would do or say. I've spent the quality time with Mickey to know what she would do or say. And so I encourage those who are listening, get into your word and read about Jonathan and David. Read about, just like Rhonda said, I don't know. So I need to study on friendship, you know, because I thought I knew what friendship was. You know, Rhonda, is her love language is given, as Mickey said. So I'm a giver. So I'm giving, but it's been misinterpreted as you're trying to buy friendship. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then so I pull back and, you know, I'm trying to spend time with you, or I'm trying to, the words of affirmation and encouragement. Oh, you're trying to please people. So you hear all these different things and it causes you to draw back. But I thank God for my friends that say, don't change who you are. That's who you are. So I just thank God for you ladies. I mean, this is so needed. You can feel the fire of the Holy Spirit through your friendship. And that's what I want to say, because when you guys go in, and we'll talk about that, you guys, when I say you guys, that literally Rhonda and Nikki are out here moving in the things of God. Like, they are literally, and that's why I thank God that they took the time to just be on here tonight. But you guys also have a women's retreat coming up in October. So take some time to talk about that and talk about coffee tables, because I think everybody needs to hear that too.
Okay, well, we are about ready to have our 7th annual Women on Fire Ministries Ladies Retreat at the Black Rock Retreat Center in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. And those dates are Friday, October 18th through Sunday, October 20th. But every year we have a special theme of our retreat. And this year is, it's something about fear and courage, isn't it?
Fear overcomes.
Yes, fear overpowers, courage overpowers fear. There we go, there we go.
Yes.
And so Mickey and I will be tag teaming and doing teachings on that all weekend long. But we also every year have a surprise guest speaker, and it's somebody different every year that comes out to minister to us on Saturday afternoon, because Mickey and I want to glean too. We want to learn too, right? We don't just want to be up there doing all the talking. And we play games with the ladies. We give prizes. We have a fire pit on Saturday night. We get around, we fellowship, we sing, lots of worship time. We just have an amazing time in the Lord. So if anybody is interested, we have already started taking $50 deposits, and I think 3 rooms are gone already. So if anybody is interested, they can reach out to us. Our ministry has a number. It's 443-603-7323. I'll say that again. It's 443-603-7323. We also do monthly ladies coffee table groups, and we just had one, a weekend ago. Do you want to share about that?
Yeah, coffee tables. I love a good coffee table. So coffee table is when we ladies get together, and we will come together. We'll choose a topic. Our last topic was renew, very powerful. And ladies come. So Rhonda and I will share a little, and then we'll go around and each woman can share a little bit about how the teaching, what they thought of it, how it affected them, what their thoughts were. They don't have to share if they don't want to. So it's voluntary. It's very intimate, because I think when we're alone together and we're able to just be safe, you know, safety is a huge word. And it's nice to have a location. It's not in the church. We're in someone's home. So it's a little bit more laid back. It's a little comfortable. You can bring somebody who maybe isn't quote unquote churched. So maybe somebody, you want to bring somebody who hasn't or wouldn't maybe go to a church, but you can say, come to a coffee table. And now they're going to hear the word of God. And it's a nice venue that they can come to, but they're going to hear the word of God.
Amen.
A great place to come. And you know, Latoya, women cry, women laugh, women make friends, women come, they don't know each other, and all of a sudden they're getting phone numbers. It's a beautiful thing when God moves, and God is on the move. The thing is, we have to place ourselves, just like when we started, Rhonda said, I went because my pastor told me. Sometimes we just have to step out in faith and go. So coffee tables, we get together. Then after that, Rhonda and I lay hands on women if they want, and we can pray because we love to do that. And then we have food and fellowship. So that's a wonderful time. So coffee tables every month. And you can follow that and find that on our Facebook page.
Yes. And gosh, I guess in a week or two, we're going to be in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Now, how far is that from you?
Well, Norristown's about an hour. I saw that today. I want to say about an hour, maybe 15 minutes at the most.
It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes for us. So
yes.
It's going to be a wonderful day. It's the Overflow Women's Conference. Mickey and I each are doing our own 45-minute teachings. The pastor, Pastor D. Williams, gave all of the speakers, which I believe there are about 7 of us that day. She gave us all our own particular topics to teach on. Mine is overflowing in God's love and mercy. Do you remember yours?
Mine is hope.
Hope. Love that.
I love that.
And then she's going to allow us to come back at the end, and we're going to do one of our skits. We're going to do an old favorite called God in a Box, just to show people that, you know, we're not just ladies that do teachings. We have a drama ministry as well. So that is on April 20th, I believe, Friday, April 20th in Norristown, Pennsylvania. We'll be doing that. And we have something really exciting coming up in June. So
yes, please tell everybody. It's a surprise, you guys. Go ahead.
This is a God thing, okay? So in January, I was doing the Daniel Fast for this ministry, specifically for Open Doors for Women on Fire Ministries. On day 4 of fast, God showed up and showed out and showed off. A lady called me randomly. Today, we still have no idea how she found out about us. Some lady in our travels gave this lady a Women on Fire Ministries brochure and said, you have to have these ladies at your event. They're amazing. They're into everything. So this lady, her name is Janice. She called from the Women's Songwriters Hall of Fame. And they have a Hall of Fame award show on June 8th at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. And they've asked us to do a skit. Now, this is a huge deal because this is going to be the first time that we've done a Christian skit at a secular event. This is also the first time that we'll be doing a skit in a gown because it's black tie. And there are going to be a lot of celebrities in attendance. I will say that. I know last year because of Tina Turner's passing, she was inducted. And I think one of the ladies who's being inducted this year, her name is Ali Willis. She was one of the people that co-wrote the theme song to the television show Friends. She also wrote a lot of music that was in the original movie, The Color Purple, the one that came out in the 80s with Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah. She wrote a lot of music in that. So they're inducting her and quite a few other people. So we're very, very excited. And that is
I'm so excited for you guys.
And y'all can get tickets on their Facebook page. It's the Women's Songwriters Hall of Fame on June 8th at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. We're very excited about that.
When they told me, I had to keep it a secret. I couldn't say anything. But when we talked about it, I was just so excited because God is still moving and placing people strategically, even in the secular world. He's giving you both grace to be in this room to share the gospel of Jesus Christ creatively. If that ain't God, I don't know what it is. Like, God is moving.
This lady in charge said, every year I try to sneak in my faith, Rhonda. She said, last year I had a gospel singer. Now it's Women on Fire Ministries.
And you know, LaToya, Rhonda didn't mention, but God downloaded the skit for her. So she wrote a brand new skit specifically for this event, given by God. It's going to be amazing. Oh, it will be fun.
I'm so excited.
It has a punch. And it's funny.
Yes. So. People are going to laugh, but they're going to hear about Jesus at that secular event. Amen.
So, and also, you guys, if you are on YouTube, Women of Fire Ministries is on there. They have so many different skits. You'll be able to see that. But one other fabulous thing, I know there's so much that you guys are doing, but they also have a movie, you guys. It was called Perfect Christmas, correct? It's on YouTube.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it was called The Perfect Christmas, and we had producer and associate producer credits in that. That actually went to the theaters this past Christmas, and I believe it's going to start going to a couple different streaming networks somewhere between this Thanksgiving and this Christmas. But it was released. Mickey and I went to a Regal Cinemas in Maryland. It was at 7 different cinemas, Regal Cinemas, Bowtie Cinemas, and about 5, it was like 7. We went to a Regal Cinemas here in Maryland on opening night. And I have to tell you, it was amazing to see our names scroll across the screen as producer and associate producer of a Christian family movie. And the last thing that you saw on the screen was our Women on Fire Ministries logo. And we were really taken aback by that because the director really featured it prominently. And we were so excited about that. And listen, this was not just a movie that was in theaters in our home state of Maryland or just on the East Coast where we were from. It went worldwide.
Amen.
And only 2% of independent films go to theaters. And out of that 2%, only 1% gets extended past opening weekend. This film did. It got extended to a second weekend. It had a lot of big names in the Christian film industry. There was a man in it named Robert Amaya. He was in the Christian movie Courageous that came out several years ago. There was a man, his name is Michael. He was in gosh, he's in a lot of the Kendrick Brothers Christian movies. So, I mean, this was no little movie. This had some like heavy hitting actors in the Christian film world. So we were very excited about that.
And listen, I am so, this, just talking to you guys again, I'm so excited. We already talked before, but to just see how now it's coming closer and closer to the awards, how God has already deposited the skit and it's new. So he knows exactly who needs to hear about the glorious gospel and how they need to hear it. So he deposited that already. And also to know that you guys have the retreat coming up in October. That's October 18th through the 20th in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. It's at Black Rock Retreat, and it is a beautiful retreat. You guys can go on to Women on Fire Ministries on Facebook and see previous years. This is their seventh year. So I can only imagine what God is going to deposit in you guys to just teach on, speak on, and then the speakers that's coming. Also, there's skits on YouTube. So you can put in Woman on Fire Ministries and see their skits and just laugh, but also hear the message of the gospel. This has been a phenomenal interview. We could talk all night. I'm just going to be honest with you, but I know, I know you guys work. We all work, but this is just so wonderful to talk about godly friendships. And I really hope for all those listening and those who will catch the replay, please take some time to take the nuggets that were deposited tonight from these ladies about friendship, about tearing those walls down, about guarding and protecting your ministry and protecting those friendships and relationships that God brings into your life. And also take your time. You don't have to rush into every little thing that says community. Be careful. Be mindful. Is it lining up with God's word? And we see this friendship is lining up with 1 Samuel and lining up with 1 Kings. We see it's lining up with the word of God. So before you guys go, please tell the audience how they can reach out to you and connect with you.
The easiest way is to find us on Facebook. It's Women on Fire Ministries. And I already gave that number. It's 443-603-7323.
Amen. Again, it's 443-603-7323. Thank you, my beautiful sister Angel, for getting that there. And also, please go on to Women on Fire Ministries on Facebook. You'll see everything. They also have skits there as well that you can view on Facebook. This is truly a blessing. Thank you for Belinda for tuning in. Our Augusta girls are here all the way from Augusta, Georgia. I just feel you guys love. I can't wait to see y'all in September. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Get to see my girls in September. But wow. I just thank God for just these godly friendships. Godly friendships. This is amazing. So is there anything you both want to say to those who are tuning in or may tune in later to catch the replay? Anything on your heart that the Lord wants you to say tonight before we close out?
You know what? One thing I think that we didn't say about friendship or about our friendship is just really how healing it is, you know, for us both just to have somebody for, you know, especially for Mickey to finally figure out what friendship is at 48 years old, finally find that person that, you know, she can trust. For me, Mickey brings so much peace into my life. Like I walked into her house today, my shoulders just dropped and I've been going all day. I'm like, okay, I'm with my person. So friendship can be so healing is, you know, really what I want to get across. A lady told me recently that the Lord told her, you know, what the Lord told me is that, you know, you two fill in a lot of spaces in each other's lives. And that's so true. Sometimes I'm very nurturing and mothering. I'm like the mother to her. Sometimes, you know, we mother each other. Sometimes we're like sisters. Sometimes we're best friends. So we have a very special relationship that fills in a lot of spaces and a lot of gaps in each other's lives. And it's just so very healing. And I always tell people when you're out looking for that person, if you're sitting across from somebody and it's difficult and it's a struggle, that person ain't for you.
There's nothing
difficult about friendship. If it's a struggle, if conversation is a struggle, if you leave and you're going, did that person even like me? Guess what? That ain't for you. That person ain't for you.
Right? Come on, Rhonda. They ain't for you.
Go ahead, Mickey.
Well, what I would like to leave is just the fact that I think it's so important as women to encourage one another, and not to be the backbiting, fighting, that sort of thing. So I am so appreciative that Rhonda encourages me and she doesn't discourage me. Mm-hmm. You know, she loves me and she lifts me up. And I think that can be difficult to find. But it is out there, and it is out there, and we have to find. I just can't say it's like that safe person. Rhonda said it's healing, and it has been amazing to me. I don't have a large circle. I have my family. I have Rhonda. That's good for me. That's what I need. That's what keeps me whole. I don't have a lot of energy. I don't have a lot of, like, that's what heals me. That's what's safe for me, and that's good. And so it doesn't have to be, it's not numbers. It's what is shared, like what is beautiful and what is good and what is healthy, what is whole, and what does God calling me for? What is God calling you for? So I just want to say that it's not about a number thing. It's not about a popularity thing. It's truly about a health, wholeness. What is God calling you for?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to say for those tuning in, there's so many things that was touched on today, but a few things that really stand out is, ladies and gentlemen, safe relationships. Are you safe around that person? That emotional safety. Just as Rhonda and Mickey said, I can be honest with Rhonda. I can be honest with Mickey. I can be honest with this person. You know, I can be myself with this person. Mickey doesn't have to pretend. Rhonda doesn't have to pretend. You know, when you have that genuine friendship, there's safety. There's security. It doesn't matter who might try to come in between that friendship, because you know you are safe and you trust that person. Another thing I want to say, just from my experience, is be intentional. Be intentional about those friendships. Be intentional about those who you love and care for. Send a text. You know, you never know what they might need. You know, sometimes we have a group chat, with my friends, and I say, hey, you're going to rock this week. Or they say, I love you. You know, happy Monday. It's those little things that matter. And so I just want to encourage you all, you know, be intentional as well. If you can't reach them, but once a week or once every 2 weeks, at least be intentional about it. You know, so I just wanted to say thank you, ladies. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Mickey. You guys are anointed for this assignment. And I just want to say, because I feel it on my heart, that that's the reason why you're anointed. Because right now, many women don't know how to be friends. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to be friends and say, hey, I got a wall up because this happened. I have a wall up because I trusted the wrong person. But what you both said today was you have courage to try again. So have courage, beautiful people. There are beautiful relationships out there. Get into the Word of God. Put it in Google. Friendships in Bible. And type it up and read and study and pray and fast. And I'm sure God will send the man or woman of God for the assignment in your life. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Broken Vessels.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And have a blessed night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
LaToya. Bye-bye.